everyone, it's Bea. I'm here with another episode of In Your Feelings, a podcast that I help to create with Thought Catalog that goes into the very real emotions we all deal with as we're navigating the messiness of relationships and our school life and our career life and our dreams and our hopes and our beliefs, etc., etc., etc. We wanted to create a podcast where we kind of dove into deep topics that helped to make you feel like you weren't as alone in your humanness and what you were going through along your journeys. And so, for example, today we're going to be talking about our dreams and the things that we hope for ourselves and our careers and the vision that we have for ourselves, and how sometimes we can feel like we're falling behind, and how sometimes we can feel like we don't really know what our purpose is. I get so many messages from people telling me that they feel like they're falling behind because they're comparing, you know, their journey to someone else's journey in relation to school, or just knowing on a fundamental level what they want to do with the rest of their lives. And I wanted to create a podcast that kind of affirmed in all of you that it's okay if you don't know where you're going, and it's okay if you have to take a few steps back, and it's okay if you have to change your mind when it comes to, you know, what you want to do with your time and your energy and your inspiration and your talent. It's okay if you take a beat, because success is different for every single person, and the timeline for success is going to be different in every single person's life. And so I just wanted to get into that because I am a pretty big example of that. And I wanted to share my story with all of you in the hopes that it would inspire you to just trust the timing of your life and to trust that you really do eventually find what is for you, and you really do connect with what you want to do as you take that time and give yourself the space to really dive into your life and figure those things out. You can change your mind. You can take a step back. I'm an example of that. My story is an example of that. I wouldn't be here right now if I didn't do that. So I'm going to share my story with all of you today. And then I'm going to share with you some lessons that I learned along my journey, some things that I think anyone who can relate to my story would need to hear right now. I didn't grow up in the most stable environment. I think that's the easiest way to express my childhood. My parents, amazing, amazing human beings, tried so hard, but I didn't have a stable environment. We moved a lot. We got evicted. We struggled financially, and I saw a lot of things at a very young age. I think I grew up very, very quickly, and I saw how difficult it could be to kind of survive in the world. And whenever certain things would happen, my mom and my dad, as encouraging and beautiful as they were trying to be, they would say things along the lines of, you know, this is why you need to use that brain of yours, and this is why you need to do something with your mind, and, you know, a doctor, a lawyer, get into banking, accounting, anything that is feasible within society, anything that is going to ensure that you will be able to support yourself abundantly. You should really strive to go into a career like that. And so for a really long time, I that was kind of my version of what an aspiration should be. I kind of thought that, you know, being an artist or being a creative wasn't something that was going to ever give me the kind of stability that I would need to carry with me into the future, so that I would never have to struggle the way that I struggled in my childhood, or the way that my parents struggled. So I mean, I have photos, and maybe we'll insert them. Maybe I can just, you know, put them up on my Instagram or something. But I was genuinely a surgeon for Halloween, like 6 Halloweens in a row. That is how committed to the goal I was. I told myself that I was going to be a doctor, and I was really, really good at science. And I think like space and like animals and all of the like little structures within like biomedicine. I think they're so unbelievably cool. It's like a huge passion of mine outside of what I do now. I'm like, yeah, you know, everyone calls themselves a nerd, but like, yeah, talk to me for 5 minutes and you'll you'll see that I actually am the person who probably could have pursued that kind of career. So told myself I wanted to be a doctor and started doing all of the work that I needed to do in order to make that dream. And I'm using finger guns right now for anyone who is listening to this. It's in quotes because it wasn't actually my dream. It was a dream that I told myself I needed to have because that's what society was, you know, pushing on me. But I told myself that I was like, my dream was to be a doctor. I started working towards that dream. And I got into a top university. I started studying neuroscience. I really, really enjoyed it, but it was never fulfilling. I was good at it, but it never inspired me. I thought it was really cool, but there was just this feeling that it was wrong. Obviously, I never listened to that because when you grow up in a place of scarcity, you kind of like start making decisions based on that scarcity. So even if I felt like deep down inside there was a voice telling me that this wasn't what I was supposed to be doing, that scarcity voice kind of spoke louder than it, and that stability piece kind of came out. And I told myself that I just had to keep pushing myself and that it would eventually feel right one day. And so graduation comes, and my friend looks at me and she goes, isn't it so cool that we get to be doctors for the rest of our lives? And immediately my heart just like fell into my stomach. And I was like, no, absolutely not. I am not excited about this at all. And I don't necessarily consider myself the kind of person who just goes and blows up their life. You know, there are people like that who are super spontaneous and they're totally fine with like doing a bunch of different things all the time. There's like, they change and change and change and change. I wasn't usually that person. I was a pretty practical child. I loved Harry Potter and I liked nature and I just kept to myself and studied the brain. And then when that happened, I was just like, I'm going to blow up my life. I'm going to completely change my path. And that was probably one of the scariest moments that I've ever had to deal with emotionally. I mean, even going to my parents and telling them that I was, you know, no longer going to work towards this goal. I had spent 22 years of my life thinking that I was fulfilling. That was horrifying to me. I felt like huge disappointment, but I knew there was just something inside of me where I just knew that I had to do it. I had to take a chance. I had to see for myself if there was something else out there for me or if there was another form of career for me. And so I moved to the city and I got a job in a bar and I started traveling the world, you know, the whole Eat, Pray, Love story of figuring yourself out and trying to come to terms with who you are so you can figure out what you want to do. And I take a trip to London and get like my heart completely smashed into pieces. And I'm sitting on a plane, like crying my eyes out. And I'm so emotionally, like, I guess distraught is the right word. I was just like emotionally pouring so many thoughts and feelings and fears onto paper. And it ended up becoming this article called How to Ruin Your Life Without Even Realizing That You Are. And I submitted it to a publication called Thought Catalog, which all of you listening, that is, you know, who I work for now, but we'll get there in a minute. So I submitted it to a publication called Thought Catalog, which I had always admired. When I was in school, I always knew that writing was something that I loved, and I had submitted two previous articles to Thought Catalog. Both of those articles got rejected. Just full transparency, they were not good enough for Thought Catalog. And so I stopped submitting my work and I stopped telling myself that writing was something that I was going to be good at. And, you know, I don't know why. I wish there was a way for me to explain why I decided to try to submit that third article, but it just popped into my mind and I was like, you know what? Third time's a charm. Why not try? It went viral overnight. It has 16 million views on the internet right now. It's one of the most read articles that's ever been shared on the website. And so from that, I got a freelance writing contract. I've written two books with the company, and I I felt like I was actually like doing something that I really, really loved. And I felt like I was starting to find my fulfillment within my career. However, I was also during this whole time watching every single person I had gone to school with get matched to their, you know, faculties. And, you know, this girl that I grew up with and went into the same program with is going to be a cardiologist. That's so cool. Oh my God, did I make the wrong decision? Oh man, could I have done that? Am I falling behind because I'm like writing articles on the internet? Is this ever going to give me what I think I want? Is this ever gonna fulfill me? And so despite feeling very inspired and encouraged in my creativity and in my artistic nature, I was scared. I was really, really terrified because, you know, you always hear it. No one thinks that these careers can really become something. Everyone looks at you and they're like, oh, you're a musician or an artist, okay. So I was still living within that aspect of my mind. And I really, really had to take a step back and tell myself that my journey was always gonna look really different than the people that I went to school with, because I was moving towards a different goal. And so what's the point in fulfilling, you know, a career or an aspiration or a vision that will, like, it was just never going to fulfill me in the long run. So it doesn't matter if I got to the finish line. I'm like passing that finish line into a life that I never really wanted or never really asked for, but kept hurtling myself towards just because I had invested so much time in it. So I really had to use that as a reminder for myself and push myself forward to keep going and to keep writing and to keep asking for what I needed. And one night I'm talking to my boss and I'm talking about ideas that I have for the company, and they're these bigger ideas, so much more than freelance writing or writing a book. And I just said, hey, I don't know if I even have the credentials for this. I don't even know if I can do it, but I have a lot of vision and I have a lot of heart, and I just have this feeling that I can do so much for the company. And the next day I had a contract in my inbox for a full-time position at the company. Now I'm their creative director. I get to do so much more for the company, and I've really made a career for myself outside of what I thought my career was going to be, if that makes sense. And so it all worked out, but it never would have worked out if I hadn't taken the chance and if I hadn't taken the step back. And I never would have been in this position, quite literally recording a podcast right now in the middle of New York City, if I hadn't trusted myself enough and my inner voice enough to just take a moment and to just stop fulfilling an ideal that no longer fulfilled me. I really struggled with giving myself permission to step back. But the minute I did, everything opened up and I actually stepped into a life that I actually wanted to be living. And so I guess throughout that time, throughout all of that confusion and all of that messiness and all of that self-doubt and all of that growth, I learned a lot of things. And there are a few just like affirmations and lessons that I wrote down that I think could help anyone who might relate to my story, who, I mean, at any point within it, whether you're at the very beginning and thinking of making that choice, or you're in the middle and you're confused and you're doubting your decision, or you're at the end and you're just trying to figure out how to bet on yourself and put all of the pieces together, these lessons are for you. And I hope they affirm you on your journey. And so the first one is take a chance on yourself. I mean, that's quite literally what I did. And have the courage to change your mind. Have the courage to feel the discomfort and the unease and confusion that comes with being the person who does something differently. And I always like to say that it's really, really difficult to do the hard thing. It's really, really difficult to make a decision that makes you feel like you're potentially going in a completely opposite direction than everything you've ever known or everything that you've seen unfold before you. But that discomfort and that unease is actually something you should chase, because you should chase the fearful things in life. It means that you're not staying comfortable. And if you have a voice that is inside of you telling you that there's more out there, that there's something bigger, that you could feel a different way, that you could be more inspired each day, that there is just something flickering inside of you telling you that you need to take a chance, I hope you leap towards it. I hope you leap towards it. And it's going to be scary and it's going to be messy and it's going to be dirty and it's going to be really difficult to not doubt your decision, but make the decision and you'll figure it out after that. And I obviously wouldn't just say figure it out and then end the podcast here, because I know how difficult it is to figure it out. I know how much doubt exists in a human being, especially when nothing around you looks the way your vision looks. I understand that if you've spent your whole life thinking that your future was going to look a certain way, it can be really, really difficult to take that vision out of your mind and to kind of figure out what you actually want from your life. So one of the things that actually really helped me was I just started taking inventory of everything that was fulfilling for me, everything that ignited me, the things that I woke up in the morning wanting to do, the things that I stay up really late at night doing, like writing, for example, or like dreaming of writing books and doing podcasts and being on TV and all of that stuff. I really took inventory of it. So I would ask yourself, what are your passions? What are the things that inspire you? What are the things that genuinely bring you back home to yourself? After a stressful day, what do you run home wanting to do? What does your soul leap towards in life? What are the things, like the very, very tangible things, whether they are small or big or nameless right now, it doesn't matter. You just have to take inventory of it. You have to be aware of it. And, you know, the first step is that awareness, saying, I'm going to make sure that I'm paying attention to the way my life feels right now. And I'm paying attention to the things within it that are making me feel good, and the things within it that cause me, you know, negative emotions, or the things that I feel that I make feel like chores, for example, the things that I just don't want to spend my time or my energy doing. I would take inventory of that too. And then from that, you can dig through everything in your life and you can really, really hone in on the things that you genuinely want to be doing. And that builds a foundation for you. Because when you genuinely create a life that feels like an extension of everything inside of you that you want, that's when you can really, really envision how you want to show up within that. I just want you to know that it's going to take time. It really is. You don't just figure it out immediately. It took years for me to really dive in and give myself permission to fully 100% commit to the fact that I wanted to be a writer, that I wanted to be in a creative industry. It took me a really long time because I compared my journey to every single person around me. And so the next piece of advice is remember that you're on your own journey and that you are creating a life that is going to fulfill you and you alone. And you have to do things on your own terms because you are the only person who has to sit with yourself for the rest of your life. You are the person who has to wake up every day and do that career. You are the person who has to put your energy into that vision and into that future. You're the one who has to live that future, because at the end of the day, you are the one who has to live your life. So don't compare your journey to anyone else's. Don't tell yourself that something isn't feasible just because other people in your life haven't achieved that. Or, you know, don't even doubt yourself or break yourself down because you haven't achieved what you wanted to achieve in a certain amount of time or achieved something in relation to what all of your friends have achieved. If they've figured out what they want to do, that's incredible. But your purpose here, your focus should be on figuring out what you want to do. And I know that that was difficult for me to remind myself of, to just tell myself that it was okay to kind of put my blinders on and to stop paying attention to what every single person around me was telling me, what was sending my way in regards to judgment or questions, like, how could you do that? Isn't that so scary? Anything along those lines, I really had to silence all of that noise. And I just had to tell myself that it was okay, to choose a future I wasn't necessarily sure of at this point in time, and that it was okay to take my time, because at the end of the day, it will always be okay to take a beat, to slow down. It is okay to take your time. You are in no rush to figure out your soul. You are in no rush to figure out what ignites you. You are in no rush. Take time with yourself. Really get to know yourself. It's never too late to start over. It's truly never too late. I mean, there are so many examples of absolutely incredible creatives and artists and lawyers and doctors and people who very, very late in their life realized that they wanted something different from it. Oprah was fired from her first TV job. Henry Miller was a copywriter who absolutely hated copywriting before he started writing novels and before he started giving himself permission to do that. Vera Wang was a figure skater. Like, all of these people were fulfilling these visions of their future and then decided to completely go like a different direction, and look at them. They found their greatness. They became these like incredible forces in the world because they decided to just take a chance on themselves and take their time and to really give themselves permission to turn around and to take 15 steps back and to be a beginner again and to be the kind of person who just decided to change. It's never too late to change your mind about the dreams you thought you wanted for the ones that you actually do. It's truly never too late. And if that's where you're connecting with me right now, if that's the aspect and part of your journey that you're on right now, this next little reminder is something that was, I think, probably the biggest part of my journey. Don't take no for an answer. If you have taken inventory, if you have given yourself permission to dream differently and to take a few steps back, if you have given your time to really figure out where your soul is inspired and fulfilled and nourished, do not give up on that. Please, please. I got rejected twice from Thought Catalog. I didn't think that I could be a writer, but I pushed myself to keep trying. I pushed myself to ask for more. I pushed myself to bet on myself and to ask someone to take a chance on me. And there could have been 50 people telling me no, but all it took was that one person, that one company, that one freaking article that completely and utterly like changed my life. And that's because I kept going. So please, if you have done all of that work, if you have gone into the depths of yourself, if you have taken the chance, if you have gone in the other direction, if you have been the person who has had the courage to do things differently, then be the person who has the courage to keep going, even in the face of rejection. If a door closes, open a different one. Make opportunities for yourself. Fight and fight and fight and freaking fight for your passion. Please, like, if there's one, I'm like getting so worked up and emotional over this because it's so important. Just keep going. Keep going. Because the world needs that kind of passion within it. The world needs the beautiful things that you are going to create from the deepest, most inspired extension of your soul. And that's what you'll be doing when you do start, you know, catapulting your way towards a future that genuinely, genuinely motivates and encourages you. So if you relate to any of this, the very last thing I do want to remind you of is that, you know, to trust in your uniqueness and to trust in the things that are inspiring and encouraging you and to really take up space in this world, because the world needs your gifts The world needs your unique talents and the things that you are going to create from those talents. The world needs that kind of beauty within it, and you are capable. You are so, so capable of doing that. So trust yourself and your capacity to make all of that come true. All right, well, that's all I've got to say about that. Got really, really emotional and passionate during that podcast, but it obviously comes from a place of so much of my experience and so much of the things that I learned throughout the messiness of just being confused about, you know, what my life was going to become. And for those of you who want to actually dive into the article that I wrote while I was going through all of that, it's called How to Ruin Your Life Without Even Realizing That You Are. We'll link it. You can actually find it on the Thought Catalog app, and you can find a lot of stories relative to that one on the app too, if you just go into the category section. So that's always an option for you if you want to dive more into this topic and dive more into this kind of encouragement. But for the most part, I hope, you know, this encouraged you and that you feel motivated and super inspired in your unique talents. And yeah, just keep going. You got this.